Now, the publication of caricatures of the Prophet Muhammad in a Danish newspaper has led to violent reactions in many parts of the Muslim world and heated debate in Europe about the balance between freedom of expression and respect for different beliefs. The Czech Republic has also found itself indirectly in the firing line. David Vaughan joins me in the studio.
Yes, Dita, the Czech ambassador to Pakistan was among nine European ambassadors summoned by the country's foreign minister, and this was because most Czech newspapers had published at least small reproductions of one of the caricatures. This was just to illustrate articles on the subject. Pakistan pointed concretely to the example of the paper Mladá fronta Dnes. The ambassador, Alexander Langer, defended himself with the argument that we've often heard in Europe over the last few days, saying that we can't apologise for freedom of the press. And he also pointed to the sensitivity of this issue here in the Czech Republic, because this country did suffer 50 years of press censorship.
And are there any other specifically Czech angles on the debate?
Well, there are some quite interesting aspects. For example, the Prime Minister, Jiří Paroubek, by coincidence, recently came in for a stream of criticism back home when he refused to distance himself from some really fairly crude jokes directed against the Czech Republic's Romani minority. There have been parallels drawn, and the question has been asked, why should it be taboo to publish stereotype caricatures of Romanis or Jewish people, but not Muslims? So this is one argument that has been heard against the publication of such provocative material. On the other hand, here in the Czech Republic, there is quite a lot of strong sentiment against the idea of allowing the principles of free speech to be compromised by extremists. Interestingly, given Czech history, the word appeasement has been used quite a lot by several commentators.
And what about the Czech Muslim community?
Well, the community is very small. It does amount just to a few thousand, and a very small minority of those are Czech converts. Generally speaking, they have, of course, as we would expect, condemned the caricatures, but maybe not with the vehemence that has been seen elsewhere. We did speak earlier to Lukáš Hotan from the Czech Islamic internet news site Islamské noviny.
Abych řekl pravdu, jako sice to člověka urazí a trošku ho to rozlobí, ale vzhledem k tomu, že...
To be quite honest, although I was offended and annoyed, in Europe caricatures, even of religious symbols, have a rich tradition. It's quite legal, and it's normal. You also see caricatures of Jesus.
Protože to vidím v jednom kuse, někde se karikaturuje Ježíš a podobně.
Yeah, that was Lukáš Hotan from the Czech Islamic internet news site Islamské noviny. He spoke of Jesus. I gather that the Catholic Church has expressed its view?
That's right. The Czech Catholic primate, Cardinal Vuk, said quite unequivocally, in fact, that he felt the Danish caricatures went way beyond the accepted limits of freedom of expression. And this is what he told Radio Prague.
V našem kulturním prostoru se stalo běžné,
in our part of the world, it's become acceptable to defame the beliefs of others, even using lies. That's not just towards Islam, but also Christianity. We've accepted this false sense of freedom, but Muslims haven't been corrupted in the same way and are willing to defend values they consider sacred.
So those were quite strong views there from Cardinal Vuk. But I should point out maybe that the Catholic Church in the Czech Republic is nothing like as strong as in some neighbouring countries, so I wouldn't like to speculate to what extent that view is shared either by believers or non-believers here in the Czech Republic.
David Vaughan, thank you very much for that.
Thank you.